Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. With Thanksgiving now upon us and the year coming to an end, it's time for us to consider what we are thankful for. What does that really mean to you? How do you express being grateful, even in the wake of a not-so-easy year for many of us? Well, my guests have some thoughts about that. Vicki Johnson is a chaplain, author, and creator of Soul Wealth, and Larry Lancaster is a comedian with his own brand of gratitude. Lines are open. Give us a call. Want to hear from you. What are you thankful for? How do you express your thanks during this season of giving and thanks? At 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Look at Vicki. Vicki slid on up in here. It's been a minute.
Hey, Harold.
How you doing?
I am great. I'm grateful.
Wonderful. Larry, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise, sir. A pleasure and honor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, so ladies first. Vicki, what is your definition, your personal definition of gratitude?
My personal definition of gratitude, very simply put, is appreciation and celebration of the little things. Because when you get into a practice daily of appreciating and celebrating little things, then it becomes easier when big things come. You know, it's really easy to celebrate the big wins, but it's the small ones that when times get hard and crisis hits, you know, it's a reminder that things could be worse when you just kind of start itemizing. I'm grateful for my health, as Larry said earlier, right before we got started, you know, for my family, for my friends that have become family, for healthy food, right? Mm-hmm. Not being where, you know, my neighborhood is on fire. Literally, you know, looking around, the weather is about to drop, as you mentioned earlier, and get really cold, having a warm place to stay, having, you know, people that love me and people that I can love in return. And again, just little things, the change in seasons.
But let me stop you, because see, all of those things, I think those things that you just listed, family and friends and health, those are big things to me. I don't consider those little things. I mean, if you don't, you know the old saying, if you don't have your health, what do you have? I think having your health, that's a huge thing.
It is huge. Yeah. It is huge, but it's something that many, many people, myself included at times in the past, have taken for granted, right? You don't really appreciate it until you don't have it anymore, until you've been in the hospital and you can't dress yourself, you can't feed yourself, you know, you can't do those things that we normally do on an everyday basis. When I was here at Howard, as a matter of fact, playing basketball, I broke my right thumb. And I was right-handed, so I played basketball with my right hand, but I couldn't even brush my teeth. You know, I had to learn how to do it with my left hand. Cut it out. But, you know,
that's not a big thing.
You know, yes. The thing is, you know, but the use of our thumb is something you don't think about.
Right.
So frequently having good health, being able to just get up out of the bed or lay in the bed and, you know, do what we do on a daily basis, we take it for granted.
Yeah.
And frequently we don't appreciate it at the level that we should on a daily basis until we don't have the ability to use it, you know, mindlessly. It makes, you know, so gratitude, in conclusion, really is just being mindful of every blessing that we have, because it really could be worse.
Larry, same question. Your own personal definition of gratitude.
Vicki pretty much said, being grateful and letting people know that you're grateful, that you appreciate them. And I don't think it's being appreciation, having appreciation for the little things, but things that you always expect to be there. And so sometimes that kind of minimizes it, just taking it for granted and not doing that. Like young people, I work with young people sometimes in the school system, and I hear them talk about being lazy. I don't feel like walking up the steps, and I stop them. Like, if you were in a wheelchair, you would wish you could run around and walk up the steps. Mm-hmm. This is the way you have to think. And I'm just grateful for health, for life, for having a gift that I can share with other people. I have clothing, food, all the things that people take for granted. And you see a homeless person when it's really cold outside and you're like, wow, but by the grace of God, that could be me.
How about that? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about being grateful. What does that really mean to you? And how do you express being grateful? Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. Let's go to Harvey. Harvey calling from D.C. Hey, Harvey, what's on your mind?
God bless you.
Well, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm thankful for is being able to wake up every morning in my right mind, because my mother has Alzheimer's and she is sometimes in her right mind and out of her right mind. So I thank God for mine, and I thank God for having legs to get up out of bed and to walk on, and for having arms to lift things with, and for having my life, health, and strength every day, and for being able to get up out of here, go to work Monday through Friday, then to go to church on Sunday and come back, and then to have a roof over my head, my rent is paid, my bills are paid.
There you
I
go.
I have food in the house, and I have, you know, heat in the house and everything. So I'm grateful.
There you go.
I'm grateful from the heart, not from the mouth, from the heart.
Harvey, thank you so much. Joy calling from Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, Joy. How are you?
I'm great.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to share with y'all what I'm grateful for. The word grateful means to me is to be thankful in your heart and really show gratitude with expression for what you're grateful for. Like, I'm grateful because I'm clean and sober today. I have 10 years clean, and 10 years ago on Thanksgiving, I was out on the street trying to get one more.
Mm-hmm.
But God intervened in my life and changed my life around, and I was chosen to give back. I'm on my way to an NA meeting so I can spread the good news of what I'm thankful for, because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And it ain't no fun being out there, orange rose, getting high. And God, you know, he intervened for me. A lot of people have died using. Mm-hmm. A lot of people couldn't get it, but I was chosen, and I got it, and I got 10 years clean. So I'm so grateful that I have another chance at life.
Well, Joy, thank you so much, and congratulations on 10 years. Just last night on this program, we were talking about alcoholism and the holidays, and she just said it. You know, 10 years ago, she was out on the street cutting up, and now she is on the straight and narrow, and it's not a joke. Mm-hmm. And you know, go ahead and continue to spread the good news, Joy. I really appreciate it. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask both of you is when those little things become so commonplace, and Vicky talked about taking things for granted, do you believe that people do that so much because they are always reaching higher, on the grind, getting their hustle on, that those foundational things, they forget to be thankful for those things? Or should, what's your feeling about that, Vicky?
Well, I do think that sometimes, well, a lot of times in this social media culture that we have, having been around before social media became what it is today, you know, we are always chasing the next. But what I've become really consistent with practicing is being in the moment, being grateful for what's in my hand right now, because the next moment can change my life. You know, just this, in the last 30 days, Harold and Larry, I've been to 4 funerals. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing is a reality check like walking through, you know, grief with people, and every time after every experience, I come out of that determined to be grateful for something else that I may have forgotten, you know, like how beautiful the trees and the leaves are during this time of autumn and fall, even though it feels like winter. But even being able to feel cold, you know, to have the sensitivity to know that the weather is changing. So
where does that come from?
Again, it comes from moments of crisis. You know, I really teach the women that I mentor, create memories, be fully present in the moment. Why? Because we really live from crisis to crisis. And joyful moments come to give us memories to sustain us when times are hard. So mm-hmm. That's what gratitude is about. It is being grateful. It is being full of appreciation and celebration, recognizing that at any moment, it can be taken away from you. And it is true. What you don't appreciate and celebrate, you won't have it around very long. And then when you no longer have it, you know, now you're praying for the second chance to have it again so that, you know, this time I'm going to be grateful for what I took for granted in mm-hmm. the past.
You know, something happened this morning, Larry. I went to the grocery store to get some kale to dress up some chicken wings that I'm making when I go to my sister's house,
right.
Because black folks need fancy too. I always say that. I'm going to dress it up. But when I was waiting for the grocery store to open and I was looking at the six or seven people that were standing outside the door waiting with me, every one of them had their heads down, their faces tied up in knots, and looking generally unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that. And even when I got into the store and I was looking at the cashiers that were opening up when the store was empty and we began to fill in the store. And I just began to notice. And this is that being in the moment kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thankful that I was in a good mood. I'm going to get my pretty kale and my chicken wings are going to be the bomb, and I'm going to see, you know, my family. But I, it just made me wonder, and I made sure that as I spoke to people, I mm-hmm. said good morning, and they looked at me like I had three heads. How do you deal with the adversity of life and still be grateful? I want you to answer that question on the other side of this break. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What are you thankful for? What is happening in your life that just makes you say, thank God? Marilyn calling from Virginia, we're going to talk to you. Monica calling from Greenbelt, we're going to talk to you as well. Please stay with us. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Give me a call. What are you grateful for? I want to hear from you. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. They are cracking up at me.
I wish you guys could see Harold.
You know, well, look, why not?
Right.
Why not dance?
Why not?
Why not? Because you can't see me. I am asking tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve, what are you thankful for? And what does being thankful and being grateful really mean to you? How do you express being grateful? My guests are Vicki Johnson. She's a chaplain, author, and creator of Soul Wealth. And Larry Lancaster is a comedian with his own brand of gratitude. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202 319-7810. Before the break, Larry, I was asking, how can you remain grateful even in the face of adversity?
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about being at a store, a grocery store, and watching all the people with their heads down, and they had kind of like a defeated body posture. Yeah. Most people aren't living the life that they want to live. And that's really what happens. People aren't doing what they're passionate about to earn a living. People aren't where they want to be. And sometimes that can stop you from appreciating what you actually do have. Mm-hmm. And so I was a victim of that as well. I used to do this for 13 years.
Mm.
I worked around the worst people. You know, even though I tried to maintain my humanity in the face of that, because when you work around that element, it's easy to become like them. But I had to step away from that. It was a good job. It was good benefits. It was security, of course, because crime is always up. And so I knew I always had a job, but I wasn't happy doing that job. I didn't feel like I was fulfilling my purpose. And I had to step away from that and do what made me happy. And that was comedy. And so I go to work. I make people laugh. I get paid for it. And it makes me happy. Now, of course, when I first started, I wanted to be this big star. I wanted to, you know, but.
You mean you're not?
Well,
you're getting there.
To some people, I'm a big deal, huh?
I think so.
Some people, I'm a big deal. But I think you know what I mean. Like when you're not Mike Epps or Kevin Hart or something like that, people don't always think you're successful. But success is basically doing what you want to do when you want to do it,
right.
Having the ability to do it, take advantage of those opportunities. Like you said, you were waiting in line to go to a grocery store, but you could have been waiting in line at the Mission or a homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't stop and look at that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes, as we had a caller speak about earlier, she's now clean and sober and going to her NA meeting to spread the word. Sometimes just interacting with people in a positive way, I think is a way to demonstrate being grateful for the moment, not just holding that to yourself.
Right.
Don't be selfish with your joy, but you
acts of service.
Right.
And
yeah.
And so I think that's what she was saying. She was actually going to it, and they meeting to be an example for someone else. And sometimes people get so caught up in what they don't have and who they aren't that sometimes you can get yourself out of that by serving other people.
That's right. Yeah.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I've been waiting for this. Marilyn calling from Virginia. Marilyn, thanks. Marilyn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say, like, a lot of people, like, say the same old thing over and over, what they're grateful for. But my church was challenged by our co-pastor to say, when you wake up in the morning, for every little thing that happens, give thanks, right? So I woke up saying, God, thank you for waking me up. God, thank you for giving my eyes to see. God, thank you for giving me a mind. God, thank you for letting me be able to speak. God, thank you for the trees. God, thank you for the sky. Thank you for... And what I found out is that I was thanking God from the time that I woke up to the time I went to sleep, even to have a mind to be able to go to work, to do it efficiently, even a physical body to be able to perform that work, the heart to even love, the body to move and do all the things I needed to do, to be able to have a car, to have people around to prepare my food. So that was the greatest thing that I'm grateful for, that my pastor, my co-pastor, challenged us to look at what we really, truly need to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Marilyn. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Karen. Karen calling from Odenton. What's on your mind, Karen?
Hi. I just wanted to say that my mom recently passed. She was 86 years old. My father, along with my sister and I, helped him take care of her as she needed that help, as she declined over the years. And what I am so grateful for is having had the opportunity to see the undying love between my mother and my father.
Mm.
And the day before she died, She was looking at my father. I told my father, hey, Daddy, Mom's looking at you. He said, hey, how you doing? And she just looked at him, and he said, you want a kiss? She puckered up her lips, and they kissed. And the next day, she was gone. I am so grateful to have witnessed that kind of love.
How about that? Nice story. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us, Karen. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Monica, calling from Greenbelt. Hey, Monica, what's on your mind?
Hi. Real briefly, I just want to say that I'm grateful. About 2 weeks ago, I was able to give my mom her 80th birthday party, okay? About 8 years ago, my mom had a massive stroke. Didn't have a clue that 8 years later, through the loving God, I was able to give her her 80th birthday party. And not only that, I celebrated my 60th birthday party back in September with her the whole day. So I said, boy, you know, when someone gets sick and have a massive illness, you just go day to day. And then along the way, you keep praying, you keep believing, you keep hanging in there, and you go through your peaks and valleys. And then you say to yourself, you see, it's just that you got to stay still and you be patient, because the divine plan, the blessings are right there for you waiting.
Okay. Monica, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's talk about the realities of life, in that we know that things are not always going to go your way. And even when you may have some foundational things that you have worked to make sure are in place, and then you're trying to take bigger steps. You don't just want to be a local success. You want regional or national success as you pursue a career as a comedian. Vicky, you want to continue to be a positive influence to women and young people. But the only way to do that is when you are continually making these steps, and there are no holes in their steps. There are no setbacks. There are no fallbacks. But when there are, is it difficult to be grateful? Do you have to give yourself a day, a week, or a moment to wallow in disappointment, to at least try to address the disappointment?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
I would not be telling the truth if I said you did not have setbacks, right? But setbacks are opportunities to learn and to grow and to become stronger. Do I get disappointed? Yes. Do I get sad and angry? Yes, I do. And one of the things I have learned, Harold, is to allow myself to feel what I'm feeling, feel the emotions so they can get through my body and out, and then give myself a day or two or three, and then get back up and keep going. That is the key, to get back up and keep going. And if it's difficult in the moment, because I also suffered with postpartum depression for 5 years when I had my daughter. And so I do understand what it is to be depressed. But one of the keys and tools that I've begun using is to look back and remember, if God brought me through that, like, what's the worst thing I have survived? If it didn't kill me, I have power over it. So in this moment, if God did that, God can bring me through this too. So the secret is to get up and keep going, and know always that there is somebody somewhere in the world who would trade places with me and my life as it is right now in a heartbeat. And so it's all about perspective that gives you the power to get up and keep going.
I've been blessed to mentor a lot of young comics in the DMV, and I always tell them, like, it's not what you do when people laugh, it's what you do when they don't. And to a comic, that's the true setback. When you go out, you're trying your best, you're doing whatever you had to do to make people laugh, and they aren't. And so that's when you learn. And that's how you learn to regroup, and you use that as an experience for the next time. So, of course, you need to own when things happen. You need to sometimes take a minute to feel sorry for yourself, cry, do whatever you need to do, and then you have to get right back in the fight and keep going.
Mm. I would imagine that being a comedian, when you do make people laugh, I mean, yeah, there's a side of you that thinks about the career piece,
mm-hmm.
but having the ability to make people laugh has got to be magical.
Yes, it is.
What is that like?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because Sunday I had to do a show. It was a beautiful show, a concert. And so I wasn't feeling well. I had I don't know if I had a stomach virus or I was nauseous or what, but I had to perform through that. And so when I stepped on stage, I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sick. I felt great. I didn't even notice that I was ailing. I went out there, I performed, I did what I had to do, and then I would come back on the side, sit balled up in the knot, and then when I had to go back on stage, I just did whatever I had to do. People couldn't tell or whatever. It's the most wonderful feeling to me in the world, because first of all, it's very difficult. You have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And there's no pretend. Like, it's not like being in a stage play or being a singer where you can hide behind the music or other things. It's just you and the microphone and the people's reaction, and the people will let you know if they enjoy you or not. And it's immediate. If they don't like you, you know right away. If they do like you, you know right away. So there's
bring
really,
the hook.
Right. So there's really no pretend for that. And so once you master it, and you can make people laugh and make people feel good, man, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world.
I cannot. Well, yes, I can, because I'm funny.
Yeah, you're.
202-319.
And modest.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And not in that order.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Bernard, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Bernard. What's on your mind? Bernard, are you there?
I'd just like to say that I'm thankful to be here, because I've been sick for the last 8 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Got my memory back. Can walk again. Got my driver's license back. Both parents were sick. I'm sick. Don't know which way I'm going to head. Make it from one day to the next. But thanks to the will of God,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to be able to talk to you.
Well, you know, we are so glad that you are of sound mind and in good health, because as we spoke about earlier, some people don't even have those foundational things. And so, Bernard, you know, we certainly wish you a happy Thanksgiving and continued health. Something that just occurred to me when I made that slip talking about financial stuff, and I was thinking about all of the people that were playing the lottery,
mm-hmm.
and trying to win $1 billion.
Right.
Me included. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I didn't hear from you, Vicky, because I knew.
Would you still come to work, Harold? You one of those people that still come to work and make
it? Well, I've always said that if I hit the lottery, I would still come to work. The question is how long. But with that said, when all of the people that I met during those couple of weeks standing in line who did not win, every last one of them, I would venture to say, had jobs to go back to,
mm-hmm.
because they had money to buy tickets and, right. and, you know, it only takes, you know, $1 in a dream, or in that case, $2 in a dream, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up from that dream, you still have a job to go back to. And I think that is something certainly to be grateful for. We're talking about, what are you grateful for? What does that really mean to you? How do you express it? We'll be back after a break. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back after. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking you tonight, what are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve? What does that really mean to you, and how do you express express being grateful. I'm here with Vicki Johnson, chaplain, author, and creator of Soul Wealth, and comedian Larry Lancaster. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What, Larry, advice would you give to someone who seems to never be grateful? Someone, yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. You ingrate.
and we meet people like that.
Yeah, they just don't seem to be happy about anything, and yet you may look at them from the, you know, from the outside and see that they have so much. There is abundance, mm-hmm, in their life, and yet they still are so low.
Right. I would tell them, and I think I mentioned this before, like even a caller like Bernard, when you listen to him, you can really tell he's having a tough time. Someone who says they've been sick for 8 years.
Right.
But he still managed to find gratitude in whatever he has left, whatever he has going on for him. He was still grateful and appreciative for the life that he has. So when you feel ungrateful in that vein, you feel silly. You should feel silly. You should be ashamed of yourself when you hear someone like that call and say, my mom was sick, my dad was sick, I've been sick for 8 years. I don't know, you know, he's still not out of the woods, he said, and he's still grateful. I would tell someone who's not happy, first of all, don't keep calling me with that negativity.
Right.
Because you have to shield yourself from that, yes, from those spirit suckers.
Yep.
And eventually I'm going to stop answering the phone, and you need to go somewhere and care about someone other than yourself.
Yeah.
Go to the hospital. Go hold a crack baby. I don't even know if we had crack babies now.
Well, you know, but we do. Well, we've got this opioid crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
go do something.
Know, six of one, half dozen of the other. The
go
problem
to a
is
soup kitchen and feed some homeless people. Go to the hospital. Go to the nursing homes and just sit and listen to some elderly people. Help some young people out who are trying to find their way. Do something for someone other than yourself, and that will help you reevaluate and take stock in your life.
Mm-hmm. What do you tell those Debbie Downers and those woeful Willies? I just made that one.
Woeful Willies.
Yeah.
He said it with disdain.
To add to what Larry is saying, I would also add to that to come off of social media for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think social media creates this false sense of insignificance, if you will, because we're looking at lives that people want us to see.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people are putting on social media their reality. Very few. Some are, but very, very few people really are sharing what's really going on. Mm. Like, people don't post bad selfies, right?
You know, I find people either do too much. They either create this fantasy life, or they tell so much of the bad stuff that it's like no one should know that much about you.
Or want to know.
Right.
Like, there's no middle ground. It's either I'm fabulous or I'm, oh my God, I'm Slap Rock.
Right.
Slap Rock.
So it's, you're right.
Yeah, you know, to come out of that filter of comparison,
mm-hmm,
right? And I cannot agree with Larry Moore. Go and serve. Go and help someone else. Go and do something for someone who can't do anything for you in return,
mm-hmm,
right? And then you will find a lot to be grateful for, to appreciate and celebrate, mm-hmm, as I've said, because you don't want to have to suffer unnecessarily. Like, we all go through things, but you don't want to have to suffer unnecessarily because your ego will not allow you to appreciate what you do have, what is in your hand.
You're basically suffering in your own mind.
Absolutely. And that just makes the narrative you tell yourself makes it worse. So serving and giving and doing for others, particularly who can't do anything for you in return, is the greatest way to start peeling back the layer of your own gratitude that is locked inside of you when you sit still long enough think.
How do you teach children to be grateful? Children these days have so much, and I'm not talking about children whose parents are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the parents are struggling, the children are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a completely different situation. But for those parents that are that are doing okay or doing well. The children have so much. Mm-hmm. We are seeing, you know, Black Friday become Black November.
Right.
And Black October
Black
having nothing to do with Halloween.
Right.
Because the shopping for Christmas really began last month as far as the retailers are concerned. And, excuse me, and so you're giving so much to your children. How do you teach them how to be grateful?
I think really simply two words, saying thank you. Teaching a child to say thank you when they're given something. And also explaining to them how that happened. Like my father used to tell me, like when you flip that light switch, that's not a magic trick. Like I had to go out and work for those lights to come on. And it was something that as a teenager, I didn't think about when I opened the refrigerator, there was food in there. I just ate because mm-hmm. I was growing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes taking the time to explain to them the sacrifice that you have to make, not make them feel guilty because it is your job as a parent, but explain to them, this is what it takes for these things to happen. It doesn't just happen. And I do it out of love, you know, and sacrifice for you. And one day you're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Children.
Children should be taught early to serve. I think as a child, I learned the power of volunteering, the power of, you know, as a Girl Scout, as a Brownie going
you
way
were a Girl
back.
Scout?
Yes, I was.
Whoa.
But, you know, we did things literally, like being out in the street, picking mm-hmm. up trash. I mean, it might seem trivial, but it's not. Service is important. I remember sitting at the dinner table. This is when we used to sit at the table as a mm-hmm. family growing up. And my mom would say, you know, their children starving. Mm-hmm. You better eat that food. You know?
Forgot the Africa part. Right. They're always starving in Africa.
Starving in Africa.
They're never starving in America.
Yeah,
right.
Mine was China for some reason.
China, okay.
But that stuck with me is uh-huh. my point. It stuck with me. So it did make me grateful for every meal. And there's nothing like the reminder of having something that you really want taken away from you, you know, to miss it. It's amazing to me, you know, these what do they call them, these exercises they do when they take phones away from kids mm-hmm. now, and just the conniptions they go through not having access to the phone,
right.
But it's an experiment. And mm-hmm. then when they do get the phones back, how they come back saying, you know, I really was more present. Mm-hmm. I talked mm-hmm. to my family. I talked to my mom. I wasn't as irritable.
Right.
You know, I talked to my friends on the phone. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have to show that tough love,
mm-hmm.
right? And not give so much so freely without requiring anything, you know, from them. I'm not talking about our needs, but a lot of the things that children want, you know.
And I think as parents, that we don't serve our children well by not allowing them or making them understand sacrifices and being grateful, because we're raising generations of entitled children.
Yeah. Yeah. And to that point, I mean, one of the things that I can't say one of the things, because every time we've done this show almost every year, but I never get tired of it because I think it is an important show. And I've said in the past, well, I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for my family, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But to put a really fine point on it, there are three things that I am really, really grateful for. The first thing is good health insurance. That's not a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to the doctor to pay a $5 copay and I'm standing in line and I'm looking at people who, you know, particularly seniors, and they're saying, how much
mm-hmm.
is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what it was supposed to be,
right.
And they have three prescriptions. Well, which one of these can I get away with not taking?
Mm-hmm.
See, that kind of thing is heartbreaking to me,
mm-hmm.
and you have to really be grateful for the kind of health insurance that you have. You know, if you have it, because mm-hmm. there are people who don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Piggybacking on that has to do with my daughter, who's 20 now. She's a type 1 diabetic. She's never afraid for me to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But without good health insurance, I don't know how how I, as a parent, would be able to make sure that she is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third thing, and I think this year has been particularly poignant, is that I realize that I know a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really good, thoughtful, caring people who care about me, not mm-hmm. because of what I do, but just because of, you know, my wonderful sense of humor and my masculine good looks. No, the people that just really are just good just because, and that they care about me. And I'll tell you, you know, outside of the health insurance piece,
but that's also could be a testament to who you
who
are.
You
the
are,
fact that
exactly.
you surround yourself with those people
yeah.
and that you attract those people.
Yeah, and honestly, maybe so, mm-hmm. but I'm more thankful for them,
of course,
than even the person that I am that they are attracted to, because mm-hmm. at any given time you could lose them or they could say, mm-hmm. I ain't got time for it.
Right.
But I want to thank both of you. You know, Vicki Johnson, look at Vicki. So
thank
good
you.
To see you. Kidney working all right.
You. Thank you.
All
yes,
nice and healthy.
Is doing good.
Yes.
And I didn't know Vicki was a chaplain.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Can't you feel the spirit?
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't doing a whole lot of cursing. This,
I
you
was
know,
so
no,
glad.
No, you can't do that. She'll jump on your head. Every time
so
I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will be. Go ahead, Vicki.
This has been great.
Yeah, thank you. It's so good to see you, Larry. Nice to meet you, man. Thank you
likewise,
so much.
Sir.
Happy Thanksgiving. Be
thank
careful
you.
On the roads, everybody.
Same to you.
We're going to be off tomorrow. See you back here for the Daily Drum on Friday. This is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM channel 141 for Wednesday, November 21st. Have a good night, everybody. Be safe. I'll see you next week on Friday.